You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't think, can you say chode? I'm not sure.
Yes,
you can say chode.
Yeah.
Hot diggity dog says, I can't stand Joe Burrow. He looks like a chode. Roll Tide. Well, no wonder, because he beat your ass. Okay?
Yeah, he rolled Tide.
He beat your ass. And
you, LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my
that's
booty.
That's right. Joe Burrow went to Alabama and stuck his finger in your booty.
I don't know.
Hot diggity dog.
I don't know if Joe wants you saying that.
Well, Joe did. That's what Joe did. Okay? Stuck his finger in your booty. So, sorry, hot diggity dog. Roll Tide. I'm not a hater. I just think Giselle and Tom look a wee bit Santa Fe trashy.
Mm. What? That is a deep shot if you're talking about Santa Fe trashy.
Wow.
I've driven
Tom and Giselle.
I've driven through Santa Fe.
They look like the opposite to me. They look like they're always wearing a tux.
Have you been to Santa Fe in near League City, Web, and Lamarck and stuff? That's what she's talking about. Not New Mexico. She's talking about like that Santa Fe near where I live. And if she's taking that shot, she really doesn't think much of them.
Doesn't she make her living down there with apartments? Isn't she?
I've never really asked what Holly does for a living.
Yeah, I think she's the manager of apartment buildings.
Oh, I thought she just was the...
She's throwing just the president shade on her own people.
I thought she was just the president of the Eagles fan club. That's all.
That's all she did that was for
her
a living?
I thought that was her job.
Thought she did for a living?
Yeah.
Oh,
is that
I don't know. You may be right. Bridget probably crazy. We all know how that goes. Yeah, we don't know, you know.
Why she got to be the crazy one?
Well, I don't know.
Because we've seen
she might
Tom,
be nuts.
Tom wins championships. He's not crazy.
Yeah.
He yells at people on the sideline like a crazy
because he wants them to be great.
Well, because he learned that from Bill O'Brien.
No, yeah, he yelled at Bill O'Brien.
He went to the Bill O'Brien school of how to treat people.
Bill O'Brien got on his nerves.
713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. Tim Kelly says he's going to stick with the run. Thank God. Because it's been extremely, you know, you do have to run like four times a game if you want to keep the defense honest, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I would suggest you stick with the run too.
You could get up to 3 yards per carry, then the defense says we got to bring some safeties up.
Yeah.
And start slowing this freight train down. This Texans freight train down. I'm waiting for somebody to just totally disrespect the Texans. Like we got five in the box.
Yeah.
We got five in the box. Yeah, but it's first down. We're in a 12 personnel with two tight ends.
That's fine.
We want you to run. I don't know what else to tell you. No. We got five in the box.
And guess what? We'll stop you with five.
Yeah, we got five. Come on, run at us. We want you to. We're taking the ball out of Deshaun's hands. It's like backing off Ben Simmons, or backing off players and forcing them to shoot.
Not for us.
They're like five and six in the box. Like, we really don't want you to give the ball to Deshaun. Just run at us.
Yeah.
You not do the numbers. Six in a box. You have to. You got to check into it. You got to check into it. That's the rules. And the text was like,
nah.
Don't do math rules anymore. Don't do the count.
Tim Kelly.
Six in a box. We're
taking
still
away your ability to audible.
Yeah.
We never want you to call a run.
I know.
Tim Kelly thinks it's a death wish to not run the football.
Well, it is. You got to run the football, but
you
got to have success running the football.
Honestly, but. You have to just so that you don't get Deshaun killed, yes. And they don't have eight defensive backs on the field, yes. You have to do that. You have to run it every once in a while and have minimal. I mean, honestly, what success? When name all the successful runs this year? I think you can. I mean, literally, what's the biggest run that the Texans have had this year?
Didn't David Johnson have a good one in Week One where he made a guy miss and scored a touchdown against the Chiefs? Was that him?
Did he, though?
I think so. To take the lead or something?
Did he, though? Did he?
Of course he had to make a guy miss in a backfield, I think. I don't remember, but I think that was a really good run.
I'm pretty sure he had a 14-yard run once. Honestly, I think he did. I think he had a 14-yard run. This has been maybe the worst running team we've ever seen. Definitely it's the worst Texans running team ever.
I think it might be the worst Texans running team.
Yes, and that's including the Dominic Davis years and the Amon Green years. Remember Amon Green, how wonderful that acquisition was?
This is like David Johnson is as bad as advertised.
Yes.
And Duke Johnson really hasn't given you, and you don't even try. Your offensive line hasn't been good, like not from a running
standpoint. This is a little surprising. I didn't think. What do you think David Johnson's average is?
It's probably closer to four.
It's four, exactly. Four, exactly.
Being too hard on David Johnson? I know his over-under is like 57 yards the other day.
His average is 51 yards per game, which is, you know what? When they acquired him, I thought.
You're at over 51. You're at 800 yards. A little over 800 if you play the whole game. Oh, no. You're closer to 900 yards, which is still not great. 4 yards a carry. From a career standpoint, if we go his yards per carry, 4 yards per carry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rushing. For his career, that would put him, this is his best year since 2016.
Yeah.
From a yards per carry standpoint.
Well, yeah, 400.
Not from a yardage standpoint.
His best from a yardage standpoint, obviously, was that huge 940-yard season in 2018. Played 16 games. Had 940 yards rushing on 258 carries, average 3.6. That was the monster.
But here's the good news is that like Duke Johnson has picked up right where he left off, you know, at 2.8 yards per carry.
Yeah, worse.
Right, right. That's worse.
That Duke wasn't that bad last year. Some of that's on the offensive line too, obviously. But I wonder how Carlos Hyde would have done. Because I know he's got more juice than David Johnson, and he's more physical than Duke Johnson. Just seems like you would have been in better shape. I'm not saying you'd be great, but from a running standpoint right now, your league rushing is, you know, you're 30th in rush, you're 30th in attempts, 31st in yards, 27th in yards per attempt. You average 3.8. Your opponents average 5.1. That's a bad. You have 846.
5.1 is horrible.
Yeah, you have
five. Where is that defensively?
Well, you have 32. They're last. Yeah. They're still last. Yeah. They've had a good run going.
Yeah.
If you look at the yards allowed, they have run for 846 and allowed 1593. At this pace, they are going to get – they're going to easily be doubled up from a rushing standpoint this year.
That's bad, I think.
It's not great.
No, I think it's bad.
It's not great. They're going to be doubled up from a rushing standpoint. It's been an embarrassing year for the running game. Now, from a passing standpoint, Texans are 22nd in attempts, but 8 in yards, 9 in touchdowns, 6th in interceptions, which is low. That's good. Now, here's the crazy thing. Deshaun has 5 interceptions, which is a pretty good number right now. That's a pretty good number. They've taken away 2. Deshaun is somehow -3 in takeaways. When you compare what the Texans defense has done,
mm-hmm.
2 takeaways, 2 interceptions, last in the league. They're 27th in the league in yards per attempt. The Texans are 4th in the league in yards per attempt. So, I mean, it's Deshaun really is having to do way, way too much to get to 3 wins. 2 against Jacksonville. Deshaun's like, I'm out here trying to throw these incredible performances together for what? 3 wins.
They're 159 yards. They give up 159 yards a game. 159 yards a game. That is just awful on the ground. 411, second to last.
Mm-hmm.
Just awful.
Third down conversions. The Texans are 17th on offense. Defense are 28th. I mean, Anthony Weaver has no prayer. Now, here's the thing. In red zone, the Texans are 15th. And the defense is 12th. The defense actually is better in red zone than the offense is. Offense is middle of the pack. The defense is actually better than
really?
Middle of the pack.
Really? The Texans' offense is in the middle of the pack on something?
Yeah, so we got somebody listening right now who you know says, I can't figure out why people don't like Hyde. I can't either.
Who doesn't like Hyde?
Kansas City last year, it's not like they were loaded. I guess they did have Kareem Hunt to start the year last year, right? Was that the year they didn't have him?
He wasn't on the roster.
Oh, he wasn't on the roster. Yeah, he was already gone. I mean, he wasn't even going to make their team. The Texans get him. He does well. They don't buy Kareem, buy Carlos Hyde. You've got him in Seattle. He's got a battle with, you know, he would be a
Homer.
Backup to Chris Carson.
He's battling with Homer.
It's Chris Carson,
DJ Dallas.
A designated gunner.
Huh?
It's and DJ Dallas. They got two Miami running backs. Yeah, one's a former receiver. One's a gunner.
And he ran for over 1,000 yards here, right?
I can't understand.
What the hell?
And you could have had runs him for $5 million instead of a 12 for David Johnson.
He's productive.
A guy who hasn't been productive since 2016.
Right.
And yet you let him go instead of giving him $5 million. What the hell? Why does everybody hate Carlos Hyde?
Who has more 1,000-yard rushing seasons, Carlos Hyde or David Johnson?
More in their career?
David Johnson has one, right?
That's right. That's the trick question.
Well, it's not a trick question.
No, people would assume Carlos Hyde has one too. Trick question.
What kind of question is that? It's not a trick question.
You tricked yourself.
I know.
You tricked yourself and you dabbed.
I did. I tricked.
That's why your kids hate
you. I tricked everybody. I thought he had 1,000 with San Francisco.
That's not dab worthy.
He only had 988 rushing yards with San Francisco. Oh. Now, that was in 13 games. So
he was on
yards
pace.
Per game. Still, he averaged 70.
I still don't think that's a 1,000-yard season.
No, but he averaged 76 yards per game that year.
So you're saying rushing for under 1,000 yards
is not really rushing for.
Well,
over
he had 1,070 last year on 200 with 245 carries. He had 988, but he had 217 carries.
So
there.
But, then
but I mean, he was fairly productive. Six touchdowns.
That's a 1,000-yard season then.
In San Francisco. Three touchdowns, but he had six. He had eight with the Texans. He had six. I mean, this is a guy, you don't pay him a ton of money, but you should keep him for more than a year.
Yeah.
Look at this. Cleveland, no, Jacksonville, Houston. He's San Francisco, Cleveland,
not
Jacksonville,
when you can get David Johnson.
Kansas City, Houston, Seattle.
What? I mean, you keep bringing up his numbers, but the combination of ProSize Johnson and Johnson, I mean, you got to be excited.
ProSize Johnson and Johnson.
Yeah, you got to be excited.
The worst law firm ever.
ProSize Johnson and Johnson.
David Duke and ProSize.
Well, no, it's the David Duke backfield.
It's the David Duke backfield, but it's David Duke and the law firm is David Duke and ProSize.
And because CJ, it doesn't really fit. You got to go ProSize.
You got to go ProSize.
I mean, we talked some Texans, which is great, I guess. But I have found the most awkward minute of radio I've heard in quite a while.
Really?
Yes. We can hear that on the other side.
Maybe we should play it during the break.
Is it really?
How do you want to come in here and listen to it? How do you play it through the break?
All right, Dell, this is your executive decision.
Right.
Do you think we should play it on the air?
He loves it.
I mean, this is great.
John, you're going to pass this up?
I'm not. I'm out.
Wait a minute. They put it on. Right. What do you mean you're
you
out
now? You
asked
me to find
first,
it.
First, John's
you
like,
play?
I shouldn't have said that about the teacher thing. I'm out on that. Like, John's crab walking the whole time.
What's the matter with him?
I don't know this guy.
Because apparently, look, I'll just give you a taste and see if you want to hear. I'm not going to play it. I'll give you a synopsis. At some point, there was a discussion about what they've talked about off air, what Fred's job is.
Yeah.
And that made it on air.
Ooh. Well, that was.
About jaundice?
That's a conversation that was had on the air a couple weeks ago. Not to ask what stories you want to do.
So, I mean, if it's on the air, I'm just saying, unless they don't want us to.
Well, but I don't know.
We weren't sure about Creighton and Jason, Braddock. And you were like, charge!
You're Jon Snow. Battle of the Bastards just ran
John
in
was
there.
Downhill. John was downhill, like hitting it downhill when like late well, hits.
Right. We got to hear this though.
Why you're like, we need to play this.
Why
this
you
is good radio.
Now he's dancing in the backfield.
He's fighting on the text string like, play the damn hits. You suck too. Now he's like, oh, I'm not sure if there's a hole there. I need a clear point of entry.
He goes, you know what's great?
Now he's David Johnson. Before he was Carlos Hyde.
What happened to that one cut runner we know and love?
Yeah. Remember when you used to plant a foot and go? On the late hit fights, you were like, plant, go. Hit it hard downhill. Now you're David Johnsoning this?
Leroy!
No, I should say Duke Johnsoning this. Yeah, you used to be the Leroy Jenkins of radio.
Jenkins.
Now he's like, I thought twice about teachers.
Le'Veon Bell.
You know, I don't think the female teacher with the male. It's really a disgusting thing that's happening. What? Why is John dancing in the backfield?
And he's not even Le'Veon from three years ago. He's Le'Veon now. He's lost a step.
You know what Derek from Riel told me, the beverage director? He said, when John is in with Wendy, he's kind of respectful. He's like, he minds his P's and Q's. When he's in here by himself, he's a lunatic. He's a lunatic.
I'm not sure that's the case.
That sounds accurate.
That does sound
he goes, there's two Johns. Yeah. And the John, when Wendy's not around, it's dangerous.
So this John with the new hair, that's the John that we're talking about now. And what about Fred?
You got a little ducktail growing
on. I got a little ducktail going on right now. What about Fred? I mean, he's got long and flowing, right?
Same. Yep.
I mean, yeah. You think that maybe they had that fight because AJ's jealous of Fred's hair? You think that might be the case?
I mean, underlying, maybe.
Maybe there's some underlying resentment with AJ because he doesn't have any hair, and Fred's got long flowing locks. I don't know. Maybe.
That happens.
All I know is I've got my beautiful hair, and I got a ducktail going on right now because of Doc Linville. Doc Linville is awesome. If you can see on Twitch right now, my long flowing locks is beautiful. And now all you got to do is go to 975hair.com and get your consultation. And the doc is awesome, and his people are awesome. The job that they do, how simple it is, painless it is. Oh, back at work, Fred was at work that same day. He was in the chair for 8 hours, and he was back at work that same day. I went back. I did mine on Friday, back on Monday, and it was, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful process. You'll love it. If you're looking for the best way to get hair and do it with as easy as possible, it's 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. It's too uncomfortable. We can't play that. It's too uncomfortable. It's even more uncomfortable than do the show, man.
Yeah. I mean, going through it, trying to find some stuff. It lasted for at least 30 minutes, the entire conversation, starting with transitioning, not the transitioning we've discussed in the past, but political transitioning.
Yeah.
To, do we have to talk about what your job is?
Oh.
Fred and AJ, The Blitz, you can hear it on the podcast. Go to podcastarena.com, and they'll be back today. We'll see how, I don't know how the rest of the show went, but they'll be back. Listen to those guys to close out, really, the broadcast weekend, right? For us?
Yep.
Broadcast week for us, right?
Yep. 819 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. So this Cowboys thing yesterday, they closed the facility. It wasn't because of COVID. It was non-COVID related. Their strength and conditioning coach, Marcus Paul, was rushed to a hospital after experiencing a medical emergency, apparently. He's undergoing further tests, but apparently it was bad, huh? I mean,
yeah, I don't know if it was just everyone was so shaken up, or because it wasn't something contagious. Apparently,
no.
It's just that someone important to that franchise and that organization was seriously struck with something, and they shut it all down.
They were supposed to have a shorter practice anyway, getting ready for the Washington game, but they just decided to shut it down, just to shut the place down. That's man, hopefully dude's okay. That's terrible.
Yeah, and more traditional news as far as 2020 is concerned. The Ravens, we talked about yesterday how it only was with two players, two running backs. It spread. the COVID issues with the Ravens have spread to like 9 guys now.
And they're still playing the game.
Yeah. We talked about that too, how the NFL's like, get out there and play.
Play. You know what? Get some practice squad guys up. That's all. I picked the Steelers anyway. Here's what we do every offseason. Who won last year? And boy, are they unbeatable.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
It's the same thing and every year.
It never happens.
It never does.
Well, I mean, it does for some teams, but not across the board.
No, but the Ravens are, I mean, we anointed Lamar Jackson. We did. We just anointed Lamar Jackson last year. He was MVP. And now this is unstoppable. This is the new trend. This is how it's going to be now.
I did the same thing after Kaepernick. I swear to God. When I saw the zone read, I was like, zone read? Football's over.
Yeah.
It's over. The zone read has ended football as we know it. Every team, and then the next year is like, oh.
After you see what they did last year, it's almost impossible to go, well, they're not going to do that again this year. And everybody's like, oh, that's a great team, and look at what they... Ah, and
it's natural. How do you project something you just saw? Now, you could have actually taken... Now, what you could have done is taken a look at that game against the Titans and said, we may have to extrapolate this out. And I did to an extent. I mean, I expected... I've just seen this too many times. I learned from the Kaepernick thing. Nobody just lets you keep doing the same thing and doesn't make an adjustment. Everyone makes an adjustment. The RPO stuff is the hardest stuff to adjust to because there are different ways of handling it. I've talked to some football people about, hey, well, what's the counter for the RPO? And, well, you can bring, you drop your safety down on top of the slot and blah, blah, blah. But there's always counters to it. Like the RPO is theoretically the most hard thing I think that they have come up with to defend, because if you really do it like colleges, where they also run they'll run the quarterback on the zone read look, they'll run the cornerback. If you dive down on it, they'll run the quarterback out, and then the corner who comes up for run support, they'll leave that wide receiver out there for that quick little dump off. Mm-hmm. Pro teams don't do that very often. That is damn near unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why pro teams don't run the offenses 100% that college does. Where you basically say, okay, if you're going to crash down on the zone read, if you're going to crash down and you're going to come over the top and scrape a linebacker over the top and bring the safety, then I'm going to sprint all the way out towards your cornerback, and as soon as he comes flying at me, I'm going to dump off to the wide receiver. And it's this is what NFL people will tell you. Running quarterbacks, like a 2-year window. There's no quarterback who runs the ball the same way in year 6 that they did in year 1 or 2. There's no quarterbacks that run the same, because physically it does take its toll. You're not the same player. And that is ultimately why everyone gets really excited about a running quarterback. And make no mistake now, Lamar is a dual threat quarterback, but he had over 1,000 yards rushing. That was a huge part of his success, was running the football. It's just like, what do you do? What happens with Steve Francis when he can't just drive in and dunk on people? Right. Or what happens to the athletic players?
Well, you reinvent
players?
Yourself like Mike did.
Yeah. Well, Mike just tightened up his game every year. He added new elements to it. Some guys, like when it was towards the end of his career, but when Dominique Wilkins had that Achilles tear, he couldn't, like, he wasn't the same player. He couldn't be. He wasn't explosive like that. Lamar Jackson, that's why they always say eventually you have to win from the pocket. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how explosive. And when you're seeing Lamar last year, and if somebody said that to you, you'd say, FOH, look at this.
You can't stop it.
You can't stop it. And then you get to the very next year, and they're already stopping it. Because NFL teams, and I was curious about this, during COVID, I would think that gave teams even more time to just sit at home. Like, you know what I want to do today? Just work nothing except our matchup with Lamar Jackson. Yeah. That's all I'm going to work on for this week.
Well...
in the middle of summer, we don't have OTAs.
The Texans had a lot of time to do that because Romeo told us that you can't run the ball because of COVID. That was last week. Why aren't you guys? Well, we didn't have an off season.
Easy COVID.
So wait a minute.
Why can't we run?
What about the teams that are running the ball? They didn't have COVID. They didn't.
Oh,
they were
an easy
all practicing.
One. We can't run because of COVID. Duh.
You didn't have an off season.
Well, you got
your whole line back. Wait a minute. Everybody's back, and you got, your old $12 million running back in David Johnson. And what do you mean you can't? You got tight end blocking tight ends. You brought back Darren Fells because he's like a tackle, remember? So
we couldn't block Honey Badger, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, no. Well, it's for some reason COVID hit and you aren't able to run the ball.
I know. It's November. Like, well, but it's still a COVID?
Yeah. No,
we're
no.
November.
Oh, you don't see all of the positive tests, Lance?
Yeah, but I see all of your linemen are fine for the most part.
Well, you don't know that.
So what the COVID thing, what happened?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Does Duke have COVID now because he's running
no,
like
don't
it?
Say that.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I was exhausted when I had COVID.
Don't put the Rona on
I was
people.
Exhausted when I had COVID. I could not have gained more than 3.5 yards even behind the Texans. So it makes sense. I might have gained, honestly.
Well, no, I don't think he's saying we have COVID now.
With COVID, I could not have gained more than 2.4 yards of carry with the Texans.
Slow Roll says, don't be a if they had the argument on air, then play it. Is you know what? That hour is not even available, is it?
Actually, it is. What happened was something happened with their final hour. You can go find it on their show page, D-Weeds.
Aaron,
well, tell people
Aaron
where to find
downloaded
it.
Downloaded that?
Podcast.
Hey, D-Weed. Right?
Didn't yeah. Hey, D-Weeds, if you want to hear some uncomfortable back and forth between Fred and AJ, podcastarena.com/theblitz. Yeah. Hour two.
How's that? How's that, D-Weed?
Do you want to hear some borderline personal stuff?
Mm.
Yeah.
You want to hear? You want to feel really uncomfortable?
Some
then
nuts
go to the Blitz.
Some nuts and bolts stuff about how their show's supposed to go. Listen to that.
827 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational presented by SiteJab.com. Benefiting ProVision, this year's tournament will take place December 3rd. That'll be a Thursday at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch from Burritos, dinner, and 18 holes of golf. There are just a few teams left, so make sure to register now at ESPN975.com.
Jason and Garrett are in. We got the confirmation this morning. Garrett's known Garrett for a long time. And Jason Holcomb. Not
We're
Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett is
and
play.
Garrett.
Oh, so Jason Garrett is not
no,
playing?
No, but Coach is in. Coach Van Gundy's in.
He's with you.
Yeah, he's got a team already. He put it together, and we're gonna have fun. Coach doesn't play a lick, which will be fun to make fun of his swing. That'll be great.
Is he bringing Mark Jones and Doris Burke?
I don't think he's bringing. No.
So hold up.
Mark Jones and Doris Burke.
No. Is that the team he put together?
What about Breen?
Mike Breen.
Why you got brought up?
I'll bet you Mike Breen can play.
I'm not looking for either one of those two.
You don't want Breen or Jackson?
No, I'll bet Doris you Mark Jackson Mark. Can hit in the 80s.
I like Doris Burke.
I'll bet you Breen gets in the 70s. I'll bet you Mike Breen can
probably.
Golf. You look at him. He's got that leverage. He's got. Yeah. I'll bet you
he looks like a golfer.
I'll bet you he's a guy who's
just classy.
Hits approach shots in. Yeah, he looks really good. Mark Jackson might, he's going untucked shirt out there. Mark Jackson will go with my look.
Now you're assuming
Breen will
things.
Go with more your look out there. Yeah. Not classy, I wouldn't call
classy.
It classy. But.
Classy.
You're assuming things about Mark Jackson. You don't think he'd tuck in his shirt?
No, Mark Jackson would tuck in his shirt. I think at some point during the round he would
Mark
untuck
Jackson
it.
Mark Jackson breaks 80,
well,
85.
No.
But I'll bet you he's better than you think. Like, I bet you Mark Jackson's at...
I don't
it's
break,
an 85, 86.
I don't break 100 anymore. I'm so terrible.
I bet you 85, 86. I bet Doris Burke, I bet you use her shot occasionally in a scramble format.
Oh, well, she gets to play the up tees. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you, and she gets
I
off
bet
the
she'll
tee.
She'll make a putt for you.
220. Oh, yeah, for sure. But Breen is, Van Gundy's the worst.
How many, how many shots will we use of Van Gundy's?
Oh, my God. I don't think you'll use the shot. You might use a putt if you let him putt first.
Yeah, he's got to putt first. The worst guy always putts first.
Yeah, you'll use some putts.
To show the line.
You'll use some putts. And I wouldn't even know. Jeff Van Gundy might be a great golfer, but I feel like it's impossible. I feel like there's almost no chance. I feel like we should call him because I really actually want the answers to
well,
this.
Well, he'll be there. He's going to be there beforehand.
I feel like it goes Breen, Doris, Mark, and then Jeff is way behind. I think Jeff
why
is
Mark got to be behind
I bet you
Doris.
Jeff is in the hundreds
Bell?
Easily.
You think it's because of this?
No, I just think Doris.
Lance, racism? Lance.
No, I think Doris, not one of us would bet against Mike Breen as the best golfer.
No. Well, I'm going.
But I think Doris, it's Doris or Mark Jackson. I can't figure it out. And that was actually not a Mark Jackson dig because I think he's in the 80s. That was just, I have a feeling that Doris Burke gets out there and plays. I don't know why. Now, Jeff Van Gundy, I don't think he could shoot 120. That's a guess.
What's the best broadcast golfing team? It's not even arguable.
Oh, it's Buck and Aikman.
No. No.
Who? Oh, Romo and Nance.
Nance.
Yeah.
Nance and Romo.
Romo Nance would.
That's the, but it's not even close.
That's not even, yeah, it's not fair. But I bet you Aikman versus Buck's pretty good.
I don't know. I was thinking Spiro Dides and Solomon Wilcox.
is Solly still calling? No.
Is Spiro
Solly's not. You know what? I'm thinking Charles Davis and whoever is playing with him. Charles Davis can golf.
He can?
I can't remember who it is. You know who's not good? Matt Millen and whoever. There's no chance Matt Millen's a good golfer, I don't think.
Probably. Well, I don't know. He wasn't doing much GMing. He's probably on the course a lot.
Same thing with, like, Mayock. I don't think Mayock could be a good golfer.
No,
he cared about football.
He's too busy. Mayock just seems to be.
But now he lived in Florida. He had a place in Florida. So you just never know.
Right.
Same thing with, you know, they said it was all real. Everything was real about Gruden. My buddy John Pollard, who's with Zebra, said he went to see Gruden one time. He said, it's exactly, he's in a shopping center. He's in a strip center. There's nothing marked. And he's got a place, well, he used to, not now, obviously, but he had a place in a strip center where you knock on the door in the strip center, and he lifts up the blinds, and then you go in, and he's got his own film set up, and he had his own office in a strip center in the Tampa area, where, and it's just a mess. But he's got a cubby hole of playbooks and stuff like that, but he's got a cubby hole there where he would watch tape. And that's where he called it the Fired Coaches Association, I think. FCA is what he called it, something like that. Fired Football Coaches Association, FFCA. And that's where you go watch tape with John Gruden was it like nice? He goes, no, it's Tampa. No, it's not nice. It's a strip center. He said, there's like a laundromat three things down from him. There's a haircutting place. There's a Chinese food restaurant thing, and then there's John Gruden in an unmarked office space.
And that's where they filmed those quarterback things for ESPN?
No. Originally, I think one of them, but they tried to remake the set. They tried to remake the set. But that's where he would actually go watch his.
Wow. Wow.
By the way, Minnesota, Wisconsin canceled. This is now the third Wisconsin game that is canceled in the Big Ten. Houston, Tulsa is postponed.
And that's all because of tracing.
Well, in Wisconsin's, this one isn't on Wisconsin. This one's on Minnesota this time.
Yeah.
And because of that, well, Wisconsin probably lost their shot of making the...
They lost it last week.
With Northwestern, but now they definitely can't. They don't have enough games.
They won't have enough games to get to the Big Ten champion, but they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, because Northwestern would have
to. I think we're going to start to see... And by the way, more and more players are dropping out. Do you know how many are added to my opt-out list that I have to write up now? More and more players are just saying, all right, I'm out. I'm gone.
Well,
two guys from Syracuse.
Yeah.
The Paris Ford.
There's Syracuse.
The Mississippi States. But a lot of guys are just like, I'm out. Well, but what I'm worried about is in the future, I think this is going to be a big problem. The players in the middle of the year are just going to say, they either get upset with the coach or they just say, I'm going. Like this Andre Sisco guy, I mean, he's back in draft at best for Syracuse. But I think a lot of players are just going to bail and go to the draft, and they're going to leave their football teams in a lurch. They're just going to leave in the middle of the year.
Yeah,
this is new. We've never – it was one thing not to play a bowl game. When you just quit in the middle of the year and you're a starter and two starters quit
– you got 100 guys, though. You got 100 guys. And if you know what? If you're a quitter, I'm telling you, do you think Andre Sisco – that's going to be – you don't think that's going to be the first question? Why'd you quit on your football team? I mean, I don't want him if I'm a coach.
If he can play, though.
I don't want him if I'm a coach.
If he can play, the guys who can play, what the worry is going to be that maybe not an Etienne because they're playing for a championship, but like a really good pass rusher who plays at Florida State or something, like, man, I'm out of here. I think that's going to be an issue moving forward.
Those guys don't exist at Florida State.
Yeah, no. Well, Brian Burns.
Ooh, but I got this from a pro here, Bruce. Doris Burke can play.
Yeah, I told you I wasn't being disrespectful putting her second.
Wow,
Breen and Burke, and then and I said I thought Mark shot in the '80s. I think I got a handicap pretty well. And Jeff Van Gundy can't break 110.
No.
Just look at Coach. We know what Coach loves.
And he doesn't. Yeah,
there's
never.
No way, Coach is a golfer.
Well, he doesn't play. Yeah,
there's
he's
no
not
way.
4 hours.
He goes out there every year. He's got to play in some charity tournament. Mm-hmm. He tells everybody how bad he is.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I got this one handicapped. No, you could just tell Doris Burke could play.
A little bit.
You were disrespecting her when you thought that Mark Jackson should have been ahead.
No,
of her.
I love
why
Doris
because
Burke.
She's a woman.
No, yeah. Dell,
allow me to finish.
Apparently, you're not down with now, you're not an ally.
Now I'm not allowed to say what I want to say now because this is what you do. I was going to say I love Doris Burke so much I want her on the number one team. Beat it, Van Gundy or Jackson.
Ooh, that's so rude.
Doris Burke is on the sideline for that team.
No, she calls games with Mark Jones.
I don't think she does sideline anymore.
I don't think she shines shoes anymore. She's the second team.
I think for the NBA Finals, she'll do it.
Do you remember seeing her? Or was that
in the bubble, they tried to go on the sideline, except they had one random dude. I'm like, what's this guy doing here?
Doris Burke was in calling Eastern
yeah,
Conference
Yeah, she was
finals
calling games.
Yeah. She's my top analyst. Yeah,
she's good at calling
the
games,
A team.
She's
Doris, go stand over there.
It's not the A team, though. That team ain't the A team no more. Sorry, I don't know if you've heard. They ain't the A-team no more.
Breen and Jackson and Van Gundy?
Despite their position, they ain't the A-team no more.
Who's the A-team?
Jones and Burke.
Ooh.
No, they're not.
Stop in my it. Eyes.
Oh, in your eyes. In my eyes.
In my ears, too.
Yeah, you got no.
When I listened, look, they're actually talking about basketball.
Ears and eyes.
Not some random thing
coach.
Nothing to do with the game.
Disrespect
like Jackson
coach
and
right now.
Van Gundy will do.
That's called seasoning. You like more seasoning on your food? What that's called is flavor,
no,
Del.
I'm
sorry you like bland-ass chicken.
I want seasoning on my chicken.
I'm sorry you like bland-ass ahi tuna instead of something with some seasoning like boudin mac
I'm
and cheese and Cobos
what?
Brine.
I'm
like
not
yesterday.
Listening to you.
See? You're bland-ass.
I'm not listening.
Did you like that mac and cheese?
Yes.
The boudin mac
but
and cheese?
But you didn't make it?
He didn't bake it and put breadcrumbs on it.
I don't put breadcrumbs on it. What are you talking about?
You put Ruffles chips.
On you every
you crush up
now.
Ruffles chips and put it on top and throw it in the oven.
You're getting used by Lance.
You boil
you're
your ribs.
Business.
What do I care? I'm not.
Don't look. Your Lance is. Look, he's dabbing on you
I got
again.
The dab cock.
Let me ask you something.
Bang!
When I call you the Josh Rosen of barbecue, it stings, doesn't it?
No.
Yes, it does. Admit it. It stung.
It doesn't sting.
It does.
It does.
It didn't sting.
Nothing you say is going to hit me like that hit you.
That guy was inquisitive.
Oh, you don't like him being inquisitive.
Yeah, he's inquisitive. He wanted to know everything about everything. Why are we running this play? This play doesn't seem right.
Wait a minute. Okay, was that the worst rant or when somebody told Lance that he was taking advantage of Gilbert? Do you remember that one?
Someone told you.
And you had somebody brought that up. I kind of remember that.
Vaguely.
You were like.
But I've had plenty of rants
you took
on the air.
Of Gilbert?
Honestly.
No, but the worst was the brisket.
Yeah, that was one of the worst.
Upset. You took advantage of Gilbert?
I will say that.
You were dropping
It was a combination of Cardi B. It was like, I just don't feel like I ever want my daughter seeing somebody who just shows her choo-choo on Instagram. Like, hey, everybody, look at this. Like, hey,
no.
Cardi B, you've got a child.
And?
You shouldn't be putting your choo-choo out there.
How do you think she got the money?
Why do you think? Yeah. And by the way, how do you think she got the child?
Rap skills?
How do you think she got the child?
Okay, well, that too. She
well,
put a
you
choo-choo
don't have
out
to
there.
Put a choo-choo out there for a child.
Well, at some point,
you do. You know, I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, not on Instagram.
Oh, well, I mean,
you don't have to Instagram.
That's the new way to do it.
Look at him. Look what he's doing.
That doesn't have to be the Instagram shot.
What's the matter with you? You know, people can capture that stuff. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, but I think I went off screen.
Your leg went up though. You don't. Why does he do this?
Like, so it was a combination of that. And then me getting tired of, because the middle of my brisket was super moist, and I made the stupid mistake of cutting off the end piece with the serrated knife hand as I held the camera. I'm like, and Patrick Fee just said, he goes, as soon as I saw your knife, I was like, oh, this isn't going to be good. Yeah. You can't use a serrated knife, and you don't cut the end off.
Did you immediately have to?
You go right to the middle. It was a rookie picture-taking move. It was a good brisket, but I was so mad. My wife said, why are you so mad your brisket was good? Because they don't know. And now it's going viral because I put it out there, and now people are tagging each other, but for the wrong reasons.
Why was you?
I thought they were tagging it because they thought it looked really good.
Nope.
Because some people were like, no. Man, I would eat the hell out of that brisket.
No. Why would you put it out there? What was the importance of that?
Raul?
Huh?
Why are you putting your stuff out there?
You're not a...
You ain't Raul.
You don't make money off
Raul's
food.
Raul's looks delicious. Yours?
Raul really does.
Yeah. Look.
Yours look like you had to resharpen the knife after you're done cutting it.
I think...
Dell, you know what? Let's get back on you. What were we talking about with Dell? How did I get this rolled out
on
me?
Did you have to take... You had to take your knives back to get sharpened?
No, I didn't have to take them to get sharpened. It was a freaking... bread knife that's serrated. You don't use that on a brisket. That was so dumb. But I couldn't get into my house because, this is why. I couldn't get back into my house because John's guy from golf, Manny's guys were in there trying to fix a floor that got screwed up by Willie. So I was I was pissed off about that money I had to spend. I was pissed off about Willie. For some reason, Cardi B caught it, and then the brisket, and then people hit me up on... And I'm like, man, it all ended with me just...
Suck the hole.
Choo-choos and S and the H.
Oh, SDH. That's where SDH came from.
You wishes you had this was nothing compared to the STH. No. That was...
No, STH was... We ought to play... Why don't you come back with that?
Come back with Fred and AJ.
When there's a taste test, let me know. Because everybody that tasted it... We'll get Ned on the phone.
Oh, you mean your family members?
Let's get Ned on.
That don't want a bad night at home.
You had to save
an idea. John called me.
We played it for best of
from the floor
Christmas
guys
party.
Who are fixing my floor? Because now I got a company fixing my floor.
We'll play it coming back.
Coming back because Lance has got to talk right now about testosterone. Oh, you know what he didn't need? Testosterone.
Yeah, I really didn't. I have coursing through my veins quite a bit. And but Men's C Clinic says, look, for those of you who are over the age of 40, I mean, I when I got tested, they said, we should test you. You know, I know the fatigue is an issue. And at the time, it was back in 16. I'm like, yeah, but I'm doing radio at 6 in the morning. I'm doing the draft stuff. I'm working really hard and blah, blah, blah. And they said, well, yeah, that can cause fatigue, but also a drop in testosterone can. And they actually found that that was an issue for me. They tested it. I didn't think it'd be any big deal. And it was, and started getting treated. And the difference that I felt, and I'm just going to concentrate now on the energy. Just there's a ton of benefits, and you can go to mensteaclinic.com to find out the benefits. But the difference in the energy level was unbelievable. I was working until 8 o'clock at night, and I was getting out of there, going home, and then walking about 3 to 4 miles a day. I had so much energy; it was amazing to get that energy back, and that's something that really does. Really changes your mindset. You feel better about yourself when you got your energy level back to where it should be. Go to mensteaclinic.com. There's 5 locations in Houston. You can find one near you. And then enjoy having that energy level back in your life. It makes such a huge difference. Mensteaclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.847 here on The Bench, 713-780-3776. Hope you guys have good Thanksgiving. Be safe going wherever you're going, staying wherever you're staying. I did see that there are recommendations don't sing, don't drink too much, don't sing, don't shout, and don't dance. They're telling you not to do anything for Thanksgiving. That one's going to be met with the same. People are so burned out on don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do this. Can you imagine if we didn't have a vaccine for another year? I don't know how the hell we would do that. Like right now, it feels like we see a finish line. It's just like, just hurry and get here. Just hurry and get here so we can get back to quote-unquote normal. But I do feel...
Did we actually play Suck the Hole?
No, not yet. I actually do feel more hopeful that we will have regular normal.
I think
normal.
He's trying to get away from it.
Well, we're
Not. I know it's coming. He didn't play it at the very beginning, but I actually think...
I just kind of feel like you're stalling.
I actually think real normal is going to come back.
I would have played if you were in the room, but you had to do something.
I was talking to Mr. Gao, actually. Really talking to Mr. Gao.
Sure.
I'm sure you were.
No, I wasn't. No, not your kind of talking. I was really, really talking to Mr. Gao. We were talking about MSN.com, as a matter of fact, about putting our videos, our sports map. We're going to have 4,000 unique people, I mean, different people watching our videos this month. 400,000.
No.
Yes.
Unique.
Unique, different.
That can't be.
400,000.
How's that possible?
Not the same people watching it over. It's 400,000 unique.
Our reach on Facebook is astonishing.
Yeah.
I can't believe the numbers. Josh Jordan, you know, I put in a good word when he wanted to come over here, and I was at the other station, and they said, you know, well, what's – and I said, oh, Josh is great. Josh would really do well over there. And he's exceeded anyone's – and so has Brandon. Brandon and Josh, I say that for Sports Map and all that stuff. Brandon – our guys who put together our sports map videos, and hopefully you always see that. You should be following the Facebook account.
Why are you hating on Jack? What about Jack?
And Jack does too. I mean, those guys are money every single day.
Why is Jack your bitch?
Oh, he's not.
I mean, what? What?
Whatever happened to, I just think that this is, remember, what happened to proper John? John who's trying to be more upstanding now.
Where this is awkward. We shouldn't play it. Or you mean teachers? You know, being with the students,
we
wrong.
Shouldn't play it on that, the air. Awkward, wrong. John is very. That
it is
just
wrong.
Not,
okay.
Oh, finally,
I've always felt that way.
Oh, okay.
That's always felt that way. All right, let's hear "Suck the Hole."
Okay.
Let me know when there's a taste test. Let me know because everybody that tastes it, we'll get Ned on the.
Oh,
phone
you mean
right
your family
now.
Members?
Let's get Ned on
that. Don't want a bad night let's at home if they say
on.
Your brisket
hey, here's
sucks.
An idea. John, call Manny, get Foddy on from the floor guys who are fixing my floor. Because now I got a company fixing my floor.
Well, he doesn't want. He
have Foddy call.
He don't want you hitting with a lawsuit,
have
too.
Have Foddy call.
Okay.
Have him call and say. Right. Have him and Ricky call.
You set a precedent with your floor guys. I don't think saying. Anyone wants any trouble with you. So, of course, they're going to say they like
Foddy,
the brisket.
Foddy
nobody
Ricky,
wants any.
Foddy, Ricky, Ned,
he's
Chris.
He's suing.
Have them all call.
He's suing this guy and that
it's
guy.
It's a picture. It's a picture.
Dirty bitches.
Whoa.
F to H, dirty bitches. No, you don't have to drop it. You don't have to drop it. You don't have to dump it. Don't dump it. Don't dump those dirty
Somebody
bitches.
Just wishes you had this.
That's right.
I wasn't dumping it. I was looking for that.
Even Mason ate it, and he doesn't pretend either.
Look,
Twitter is even my son Mason is ate it.
Twitter is responding to your tirade. Someone asked,
"Oh, Twitter can suck the hole." What? That's fine. They
someone
can
is
keep
saying,
sucking it.
"Retweet
Here.
For retweet."
Keep suckling. Keep suckling the hole, Twitter. I'm gonna go so raw
David,
this whole segment. I'm gonna make sure this entire segment
David
is taken
wants
off the
to
radio.
Know what's drier? Retweet for brisket or like for the Sahara? Oh, man.
The first one, well, the first response is a retweet. Retweet for his brisket.
Oh. Oh, he doesn't even cut against the grain. Game on. It's at the marks.
Yeah, the cutting.
Yeah, so
the
I'm just saying.
Was a little,
why are you cutting a charcoal briquette? I thought you used wood pellets.
No, I didn't. That's from a carnivore.
That's
it was. Good. I actually got madder than I remember.
Suckling. No, you got. It was actually went on. It actually went on.
Yeah, it's two full segments. This is the back half when he got really agitated.
It was two segments.
Well, we listened. We went on vacation right after that. That was 4th of July.
I don't remember.
It was last year, I think, 4th of July. Yeah, we went on vacation, and my daughter from Oklahoma, she listened, and they play, and they sent it out all. We could not stop laughing at.
Yeah, because it was about
suckling the hole.
A segment. I mean, that was the second part. You were already ramped up, so that's where all that came from.
It
was a slow build from John, me, and the listeners who just got you to a point where
you got him.
Yeah, it was Dell.
What
it was Dell's
his
poking
stick. Yeah, I mean, he does that.
Yeah, he always does that.
I was trying to calm the tide.
Yeah, that's your personality.
Yeah, that's what John's known for.
Yep. I'm trying to
mediation.
Let's get this show back on track. Okay.
Yeah. You were just
do the show.
You were laughing then. You were just laughing now. You love every part of it.
John's not an ally.
I'm an ally. Yes. Yes. Yes, Mary.
Are you though?
Yes.
John is definitely not an ally.
I'm an ally. I'm trying to stop. I'm trying to stem the tide, but make sure my partner doesn't do anything that, you know, he's going to regret later. Let's get Longhorn Keith in here. What up, Longhorn Keith?
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Y'all doing all right?
Back yeah, after. Doing good. Thanks, man.
It's a holiday show.
Awesome, man. Yeah, right. Hey, so before I get to the ultimate disaster that is awaiting the program that is the Texas Longhorns, Lance, I want to ask you a question. What do you think about Sam Ehlinger? What do you rate him as a draft possibility?
Yeah, I haven't looked at all the tape. I don't really need to. I've watched him for all these years. I mean, Sam to me is, and he is going pro. He's not coming back for another year. He's accepted a invitation to the Senior Bowl, so he's coming out for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, Sam is like one of those guys who's a fifth or sixth rounder. You know, okay passer, tough guy runner.
So you got a chance to be Taysom Hill?
No, I don't think he's – Taysom is a special athlete now. People throw Taysom's name out there. Taysom is like – Taysom was a low 4-5 guy who could really jump and run.
Taysom can play other positions. Can Sam –
No, I don't think so. Exactly. To me, he's a backup quarterback. He's like a number three who tries to fight into a number two spot. He's got a chance to make it. I don't know that his chance is any better than Shane Buechel's, if you really want to know the truth, who left and went to SMU. Exactly. So. What's that?
That's my whole point. I think Shane is probably a more reliable backup. That's a whole other conversation for another day. Let me just say this.
Isn't Shane a better thrower?
One of the death nails, again, last night was the fact that Caleb Burton, an Austin product, five-star recruit, 2022 class, committed to Ohio State again. After seeing Garrett Wilson perform the way he performed this past weekend at Ohio State against Indiana, which is, by the way, Indiana's defense is by far no five-star, not a lot of five-star, four-star notable players, just players that are dogs that are out there on the field that are playing into a system. But believe it or not, they're playing above and beyond their head. But that's, again, another discussion for another day. I just find it so crazy that Ohio State can now come into Texas, and not just because they're recruiting against the Longhorns, but they are taking players from A&M. I mean, they literally are coming in and getting our best players in our own backyard. And I think this speaks to the resounding death knell in Tom Herman's coffin that this weekend against against Iowa State, who I feel like we're big underdogs against, even at home, I feel like this would be it. And here's the reason why I say that. If you notice, Chris Del Conte has not said one word.
No.
In support of Tom Herman, while Tom Herman is standing every Monday at the press conference talking about he's in alignment with, you know, his boss, his athletic director. But, bro, he cannot continue this trend of losing players and expect the program to be on track, especially in a year where we're losing so much revenue. I think it's going to be a very, very interesting weekend, to say the least, if we lose that game to Iowa State this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I isn't Tom Herman hanging by a thread here?
I think so. I think he needs to win out.
Yeah.
I think he needs to win out.
Yep.
It's possible. It's possible. Really, to be honest with you, what could haunt him more than anything is not going for two against Oklahoma. You had multiple chances to go for two. You knew defensively you weren't getting it done. You had a chance to ride momentum offensively into the end zone for a two-point conversion and get the win. You chose not to. You played conservatively. Had you beaten Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, the vibe is, I think, totally different. You would have had losses anyway, but if you beat Oklahoma, it's a really big deal. To beat Oklahoma and Oklahoma State would have, you know, Texas would be somewhere in the mix up there and inside the top 15 or 16, probably, I think. I think there's a chance they would be. Definitely inside the top 18. And not now. You know, he played it conservatively, which I didn't feel like that was Tom Herman's nature. That hurt him. And then now you look at where they are now, and it's The concerning thing is losing all the prospects. Honestly, those losses that we talk about, that's a big second place behind five stars and four stars leaving your team.
Because
what's happening, you're seeing is, because high school kids, it's all high school and college players. That's why well, once this guy opts out to go start training for the draft, oh, that's the move. I'm going to do it. Once McCaffrey and those guys opted out of playing bowl games, all of a sudden there was a whole rash of guys doing it. They're kind of followers. And once you lose two players from a draft class, the whole draft class is going to say, I need to start looking at something else. They're leaving, and I need to leave too. And how many has Texas lost now? Three?
Well, yours, the Burton, was it Burton?
Well, I don't know if he was ever committed, but yeah, he was one of the guys they're targeting. Ewers was the one that was committed.
Ewers was the big one.
Yeah, and he's gone. Yeah, I mean, Longhorn Keith laid it out. We talked about it before. Cuda was a Texas kid, not a commit, but a kid who left. J.K. Dobbins left the state. It's been an issue.
Yeah. Well, and it's a bad look for Herman. It's a bad, on top of all this, on top of the wins and losses, that is as damning as anything when you're losing big time recruits and they're going to other big time programs. If he doesn't win, especially this is going to be an 11 o'clock game Friday. Iowa State.
I'll look.
Yeah, Iowa State. It's 11 o'clock on Friday. That's a big time game for Tom Herman.
And we're looking at the negative, but a win means they and Oklahoma would be out in front. Although it becomes like a three way tie, right? For first place in the Big 12, because Iowa State has beaten Oklahoma, but they would have two losses. Oklahoma's beaten Texas, they would have two losses, and then Texas has beaten Iowa State. It'd become very complicated, and we would start going to tiebreakers beyond head to head if Texas can get this win. But if they lose, you can just eliminate them pretty much altogether.
Yep. And Oklahoma State have two losses, but they lost to Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. 9 o'clock, time to talk about mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. If you're looking for the best way to play, and listen, that's a pick right now. You go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and you can bet on that Iowa State-Texas game. You can bet North. How about Notre Dame? 5.5 at North Carolina. I think I like North Carolina in this one.
Dog at home.
That's all you got to do, my friends, is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You bet, you win, you get paid. That's the most important thing. The most important thing is betting, winning, and getting paid. That's, to me, it's kind of a big deal. If you're looking for a great way to play and win and get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They'll double your initial deposit when you put in that initial deposit that you put in. They'll double that. What bookie's doing that? Nobody. They're doing it right now at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You bet, you win, you will get paid. Mybookie.com, mybookie.com, promo code radio.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.